So I shouldn't state my name, right?
No.
Okay, so I get it. Since we started February with attending classes, so all along, like, we rely on asking money at home and also loan sharks. And at this point, like, we have people that we are owing money, so we had to now put our laptops in collateral for them to like lend us money. So now you don't have a laptop and you also don't have money to like to buy food and whatsoever. So now you rely on coming to campus to study like almost every day because now your laptop is with the person that you owe money. And it's been like 2 months now, and that money can't sustain us. And the worst part is that when food runs out, you have to go again and ask money to other people. Like, you have different people that you are owing, and you keep on promising them different dates because you don't even know when, like, MQA or the institution is going to pay out the money. So you give them different dates, and on that day when the money doesn't come, you have to then come up with another way of paying those people or asking money around again to pay those people. So it leaves you with a lot of debt, government. So yeah, so it has been tough.
I just want to find out how much are you owing the person right now?
You, I think it's 1 point something at this moment.
And so is it, because I know people usually take their things to cash casinos, so is it a person that you've given your laptop to just in collateral?
Yeah, because once you take your laptop to Cash Crusaders, it's either you pawn it, like they take it and then they give you money, because most of the time they do not allow you to like take it out as a loan, because they are like some people don't even come back to pay that loan and whatsoever, so they don't allow you that. So you are now left with an option, Ahore. I must just take it to someone like a loan shark and then put it as a collateral or sell it. But you can't sell your laptop because it has important information in there. So the best thing to do is to just put it as a collateral.
How are you doing right now? What measures are you making sure that at least you're studying, you have your notes, you have food? What are you doing?
So me specifically, so far I've asked for notes from friends, because my friends do have textbooks. They have fundings that actually paid them, yeah, well. So I did ask for notes so that I can continue with my studies, so that I don't stay behind. So yes, I have been asking for notes from my friends. Some the lecturers are very generous. They display their slides, which is an advantage. And then for food, it has gotten to a point whereby I text the res committee to ask if there's anyone who has like any extra thing to give. So yeah.